Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 3, we were talking about how sad it is that Christians today rely more on the cooperation of the religious organizations than on God. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I don't want to see your young people grow up in church and then end up going to hell. You see, the flesh is the form of godliness. But sadly, the spirit being rejected denies the power that goes with the spirit of God. And so what power they have is the power of Satan as he parade 2 Corinthians 11:13-15 as an angel of light. The godly form is religious, yea, ecumenical, feeling good about itself. But the power of a holy life isn't there. It lacks God's hand. Why is it church on Sundays? Some churches have a day of work, a day of games, when it was to be a day of holiness and a day of the Word. And so the word form here, having a form, is defined in the Greek as having the mask or appearance of being a Christian, but no spiritual power on the inner man. For example, it's all very positive in thought, but those in favor of bringing traditional values back to America, evangelical and fundamental Christians often work with Moonies, Catholics, Mormons. They depend on the cooperation more than the work of the Holy Spirit through their own group. They just don't trust preaching the Word and it changing lives. Well, I remember when this started to be manifest back in 1980. Well, here you are over 30-some years. I guess now America's a whole lot more holy than it was back then. We don't have filth on the television. You don't have filth in the schools. You don't have filth on the billboards. You don't have a Congress where they're allowing things that favor homosexual marriage, that allows anything that's sinful and unrighteous, that the states are not now having gambling in their states. Just look at it. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize that that cooperation for the idea of traditional values by compromising what God has told us to do, haven't learned that, hasn't worked. You know, many of you listening, it's nearing Christmas time. And I think of being able to publicly display a cradle in public places becomes a rallying cry. And there are some that don't want them even put on the lawns, front lawns of people's own homes. But you know what? Many of us that are Baptists, that call ourselves Baptists, many of us call ourselves Bible believers, you know what? A lot of times we're not seeing is that we're helping these people to display a deified Mary. Think about that. You're helping them to display a deified Mary. Now, isn't this a very low common denominator for ecumenical agreement? I'm spiritual because I campaigned for a manger scene. So did your Catholics and Mormons and others that you would not agree with. And a lot of them call Jesus Lord. Not everyone that saith unto me, Jesus said in Matthew 7:21-23, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. These people thought they were going to work their way to heaven. Oh, Lord, I prophesied. Oh, Lord, I cast out devils. Lord, I did many wonderful works. The Lord doesn't deny they did those things. He just said, I never knew you. He says, you never came to me for salvation. You were trying to work your way. You're going to have to try to work your way out of hell, and that won't work either. Oh, they've a form, but it's only a form. It's as dry as burned sawdust. There's no evidence of a supernatural power or a changed life from unholy to holy, from worldly to righteous. It's the outward shell of religion that's concealing the fact they masquerade as Christian. Denying the power thereof has the idea of rejecting what true godliness would demand on the inner man as well as in their public life. So what do? They call having Bible standards legalistic. As those who claim to be religious and evangelical while running down we who are fundamental, that is true to the Word of God. Isn't it interesting? I was listening to one preacher say, unless the Bible calls it a sin, it's not a sin. And he uses an example of drunkenness. He says, drunkenness is a sin. But it doesn't say anything about social drinking. Therefore, social drinking is not sin. Okay. What if you just take crack cocaine socially? You take the light dose. What if you just smoke marijuana socially? What about a guy that murders? You know, I just kill people needed. I don't kill on just anybody to be killing. You know, again, common sense that God gave us just shows how ignorant that thought is. Well, what Christmas really offers is the opportunity to share the true gospel of Jesus Christ and expose that which is ecumenical and confused picture that it presents to the world annually. Multitudes are deceived and seduced into thinking that they are Christians because they have a sentimental feeling for baby Jesus. But we forget Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. You see, the form of godliness has no power to call to repentance and has no power of holiness in the Christian life. You see, the Bible says in Acts 20:21, repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance is, Lord, I can't take my sin away. I'm turning to you to take my sin from you, to cleanse me in the blood of Jesus Christ. Your faith is that it will cleanse me totally. And that alone, it's not that and Central Baptist Church, your church, or any other church that saves you. Only Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Acts 4:12 says, there is none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. The book of Jude speaks of the last days local churches with people who fit this very description that we've been mentioning. Verses 17-19, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, 2,000 years ago, the apostles of Christ were saying this, how that they told you that there should be in the last time mockers. There should be mockers in the last times. You know, they mock. They make fun of having standards and of sticking by the word of God. They make fun of us who are fundamental, that stand true to the word. And so they told you that there should be those mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust, that is, their own ungodly desires. These would be they who separate themselves, sensual. In other words, feelings-oriented. Their religion is about feelings, having not the spirit. You are told about it so that you may place your faith 100% in the Word of God and live accordingly. In short, with the emerging last days church, contemporary church, and feelings-oriented church, who are very serious about going to church, serving there, saying their prayers, and feeling good, hoping to bring back basic values. But they have a program, not the power of a changed life. They have chosen the refined or acceptable to society dignity over the indignity of separation from the world, but separated unto God. You'll be sorry 100 years into eternity for not standing right. 1,000 years into eternity. 1,000,000 years into eternity. You regret that you were saved so as by fire. Yes, the flesh sticks with the form, but the spirit from such turns away, as we saw again there in verse 5. Maybe the best present you can give to the Lord, and you don't have to wait to Christmas to give him a present for his birthday, is to commit to turn to him as a Christian from worldliness and give him your all. That he would actually be first ahead of your pleasures, ahead of your entertainments. And that you'll develop an in-depth love for God, not just a sentimental, sensual, feel-good-about-myself religion. Rather, a relationship of love and a holy life in walking with him, getting to know his word and his person. Normal in God's sight, instead of average in the religious world's sight. Choose the spirit over the flesh, because right now it is critical that we have revival in this country. Without spirit-filled people, it will not happen. God's judgment will come to this country, maybe through weather. And people get upset when you say the Lord uses weather like he did in the Bible. It may be through terrorist. It may be through a host of other things, such as big government becoming the big brother who tries to control your family and makes the village instead of the parent in charge. Now, I know that if you're listening today, that if you've been following over the last few weeks, you realize that this hits Christians right between the eyes. And if they're not right, it should. But if they are right, it ought to be an encouragement to them just to keep on keeping on. But I also want you to know that the Christian that you think, boy, he's really hit those people. I know some people just like that. He's hit them hard, and you're just laughing about it. But just remember this. The Christian, the saved person, in the lowest part of heaven, is a trillion times better off than the man who's in the best place in hell. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.